Break next week. Mostly cloudy today, brisk and bitterly cold, the high 12. Tonight, partly cloudy and very cold, low 0. More partly sunny and frigid, high near 12 degrees. Then Saturday, mostly sunny and frigid, high near 19. Still very cold Sunday. The temperatures likely to recover toward the upper 20s Monday and into the 30s Tuesday and Wednesday. Tracking weather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Thank you, EA. We have clear skies in Kenosha. It is 4 degrees. Partly cloudy, 4 degrees at the Municipal Airport in Burlington. We have 5 degrees at Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport under partly cloudy skies. And at Magnum.media's international headquarters in Racine, clear skies, 4 degrees. The wind is out of the west at 7 miles an hour, producing a -8 wind chill index. The dew point is -6, the relative humidity 63%, and the barometric pressure is falling at 30.04. It is 9 minutes after 9 o'clock, and good morning. It's a beautiful day in Wisconsin for Throwback Thursday, the only January 5th, 2017, in the history of humanity. Let us choose on purpose, with a purpose, to give a great day, because instant karma is going to get you. Sir John Lennon.
Instant karma's going to get you, going to knock you right on the head.
You better.
It's about you, don't you, don't you.
What could be the theme song for the upcoming Trump administration? You're so vain. Carly Simon on your radio friend. It is 17 minutes after 9 o'clock. Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice, neat, lovable, chilly package. Glenn Klein for a Throwback Thursday, and he is the Racine County Executive slash Czar. Please welcome back to Community Conversation Executive Jonathan Delagrave. Good morning, County Czar.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, despite the cold weather. I'm well.
I'm sure you agree that could be the official theme of President Trump's administration.
Absolutely.
You're so vain.
Absolutely. He should enter the Capitol for the State of the Union.
I don't think Carly Simon would give him approval for that.
Probably not.
They're having trouble getting musicians and performers for the inauguration.
Yeah.
Don't the beautiful humans realize that this is a national celebration? It's just not about... Right. It is historic.
It's also about the office of the presidency, not necessarily the individual.
Yeah. I mean, there were like millions of people that showed up for the inauguration of the first African-American president. The question is, how many Americans will show up for the inauguration of the first American orange president?
That's right.
Mr. Racine, Mark Eichhorst is in studio with us. Good morning, Ike.
Good morning, Glenn. Glad to be back in studio with you.
Glad that you're still alive.
Yeah, always.
Yeah. Because it's always
keep pushing that.
I just point out, nobody gets out alive, County Executive Delagrave. Nobody gets out alive.
That's right. Everybody's mortal.
People have a really hard time with dealing with reality. But I have found it to be very psychologically healthy to deal with the inevitable. Instead of like poo-pooing it and sweeping it under the carpet, yes, we are all going to die.
Embrace it.
Embrace it. Make fun of it. Enjoy it.
I'm not afraid to die, you know, but boy, a lot of people are, not me.
I think a lot of people are afraid because they might have regrets or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But if you can go out without many regrets, I think it can be a peaceful process.
I think the reason people are afraid of death is because of the fear of the unknown. No matter what one thinks about the afterlife, no matter what one's faith is, we really don't know what's coming. And we're always afraid of the unknown, but embrace it and look it straight in the face, your
Absolutely.
Fear. There's the top two fears in statistical surveys all the time Number two is death. Number one, speaking in public.
Really?
Yeah. So people are actually more afraid of giving their own eulogy than they are dying. I want to be at my own funeral before I go.
Really?
Did you ever read the book, Tuesdays with Maury?
Yeah, I did read that book.
A professor from Brandeis University. Mm-hmm. Mitch Albom's professor, the now Pulitzer Prize winning, award winning sportscaster and author.
And author.
Wrote the book, Tuesdays with Maury. And Maury was at his own funeral.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah, that's where I got the idea from.
Okay.
I want to hear people roast me while I'm, and you know, maybe give me a compliment or two while I'm still here. One last party. Go
so
out
how,
with a bang.
How do you do that, though?
You would have to know that you were going.
Yeah.
You know, some people do. He did. And he chose to do that.
Yes. I know, Mark, you might have known Chief Polzin.
He just passed on
Monday. And
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that's a loss for our community. He had a sudden, obviously, death, and, you know, he wouldn't have been able to plan that. So.
Right. Well, you can't plan it if it's sudden and kind of early.
Yeah.
But if you're in your, like, 90s, for God's sakes, I mean, you know, if just you made it that long, yeah, just do it. Just do like Nike. Just do it.
That's right.
Open bar.
Yeah, yeah. They're open bar, and then you'll really get the truth.
Right, it's the truth.
It
serum.
Almost has to be a requirement.
This is Glenn Klein in the studio. I'm required to be here contractually, Mark. You know that.
Okay.
It's a Thursday community conversation with Mark Eichhorst and County Executive Jonathan Delagray from Racine. But we were concerned about you, sir, because wanting to know if you had yet gotten over your consecutive loss in the Racine County Executive Government Officials Rock, Paper, Scissors contest last week to Racine Mayor John Dickert.
I'm over it. Maybe my kids are not, though.
Yeah. Well, for those folks that didn't hear, this followed the 15 top stories that we went over with County Executive Delagrave and Mayor Dickert. It was a best out of seven, and we had just finished the top 15 stories. And, this is how it sounded last week here on Your Radio Friend. And so completes, ladies and gentlemen, the top 15 positive stories for 2016 in Racine and Racine County. Now, breaking news. The Racine County Government Executives Rock, Paper, Scissors contest is a 3-2 score. Mayor Dickert leads County Executive Delagrave. And it's a best of seven, so you're facing elimination right now, sir.
Yeah, take a time out, readjust the strategy, and we'll see what happens.
Are you trying to freeze the mayor?
Whatever I have to do.
Delagrave is on your left. Dickert is on your right on the radio. This is it. It's a best of seven. Mayor Dickert leaves County Executive Delagrave 3-2. On shoot, gentlemen. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Here we go. For all the marbles. Rock, paper, scissors. Well,
wait a minute.
False start. City of Racine, 5-yard penalty. First down. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, Delagrave with the scissors.
See,
ties
it up. Would have been a tie if I would have had my timing right.
3-3. It's all down to this, beautiful humans. It's a 3-3 tie. It's a best of seven. It is akin to Game 7 of the World Series, the Chicago Cubs at the Cleveland Indians. Best of seven. Here we go. On shoot. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. And Dickert wins it again. Woo! He is the king once again of the rock, paper, scissors contest. What do you pack?
Just because I'm old.
I don't think that's the reason.
I think it is.
I think you're in Delagrave's head a little bit. All right, now that was last week on Community Conversations, and was Mayor Dickert in your head a little bit?
No, I don't think so. I think I played my strategy wrong. I think that's what it came down to.
You were up to a 2-0 lead.
Yes. Got lax.
Kind of like the Indians were up 2-0 against the Cubs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of similarities. We even had the false start, which could have been the rain delay. I mean,
we had the false start.
That's right.
But you won after the false start.
I did.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, better luck next year.
I got to prepare more.
Got to get in better shape. You did have a time during the course of this last year, 2016, that you were on the IR.
I was.
What was wrong again?
Had a little knee issue, a little ankle and knee issue.
And how are you feeling now?
Good. I'm 100%.
Yeah? What'd you do for New Year's?
Let's see. I was in Chicago, and then I came back on New Year's Day and basically sat on my couch.
Oh, that's right. You were going to the basketball tournament.
Yeah.
The Windy City at the Latin School.
Yeah.
It's a nice school, isn't it?
It's very nice.
Yeah. It's a private school.
Yeah.
We used to have a lot of kids come to the summer camp in Eagle River from the Latin School.
Oh, really?
And Parker.
Oh, okay.
The university school.
Yeah.
By the University of Chicago.
Yep.
Yeah. Can we get some of those nice private schools in Racine County, you think?
Well, we do have some nice private schools in Racine County.
As nice as those?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Those are pretty nice, though.
They are pretty nice. Yeah. Yes.
Well, we are in a new year.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get your take on something that it just happened yesterday. First of all, we were talking earlier about the sort of tongue-in-cheek, not sort of, totally tongue-in-cheek, about the incoming president being a little bit full of himself, being so vain. Here are the tweets that the president-elect sent out yesterday regarding the Democrats' attack on the Republicans' desire and plan to repeal Obamacare. He says, the Democrats, led by head clown Chuck Schumer, know how bad Obamacare is and what a mess they are in. Instead of working to fix it, they do the typical political theme and blame. The fact is, Obamacare was a lie from the beginning. Keep your doctor, keep your plan. It is time for Republicans and Democrats to get together and come up with a health care plan that really works, much less expensive, and far better. How strategically wise is it to call the new minority leader of the U.S. Senate the head clown? County Executive Jonathan Delagrave.
Well, it wouldn't be my style, that's for sure. you know, I guess there's not going to be much of a honeymoon period for the president-elect, and you know, I don't know. Although I will say this, I think he's going to do just as much to his own party as well.
I don't think he's going to call Paul Ryan a clown, though. I mean, he said some bad things during the campaign, but Trump is not going to stop tweeting. That is clear. But he should have a spell checker and a grammar person, because first of all, he says the Democrats, led by head clown Chuck Schumer. He doesn't say led. He says lead by Chuck Schumer. Know how bad Obamacare is and what a mess they are in, instead of working to fix it. They do the typical political thing and blame. The fact is, Obamacare was a lie from the beginning. Keep you doctor, not keep your doctor. And then in the third tweet, it is time for Republicans and Democrats to get together and come up with a health care plan that really works, much less expensive, and far better. And there was one in there, too, that I can't see right now. But, yeah, he probably needs at least to have, like, spell check on his tweet.
Governing by tweets is, I don't know how that effective that's going to be.
It's been pretty effective so far. I mean, it got the Republicans to back off that ethics board change.
Yeah, it did.
What a knucklehead move that was.
Yeah, I don't know why they decided to take that up right away.
Because they are not smart. Speaker Ryan and Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California, they knew. They voted against it. Just took one tweet from the president-elect, and that was it. Yeah. Now, but here's a question for you. As a Republican, who is going to check the Democrats? We need a strong Democratic response to Trump. Here was former Speaker and Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi talking about the Republicans' desire to repeal Obamacare. Listen to how she couches this. I hit the wrong button. Hold on. We'll start it all over. Here we go.
Plan. So to repeal and then delay is an act of cowardice.
An act of cowardice.
That means we don't really know what we're doing. And it recognizes that the consequences to them of just straight out repeal without some replacement. So we have a values debate on our hands, but it's very personal in the lives of the American people. A friend of mine just told me his grandson was diagnosed with leukemia. That child will have a pre-existing condition for the rest of his life. Repeal the Affordable Care Act, that's a problem. Lifetime limits, that's a problem. If you're a senior, you know, Medicaid, almost half of Medicaid is about long-term health care. You want grandma living in the guest room?
Grandma living in the guest
room. You repeal the Affordable Care Act. You go along with, this is part of an initiative that is part of the Ryan budget that says we're going to voucherize Medicare, we're going to block grant Medicaid. So this has a tremendous assault on the health and health security and the financial security that goes with what the Affordable Care Act has done for the American people. And so make America sick again?
Make America sick again.
Is that what the Republicans want to do? I certainly hope not. Hopefully we can work together to find a path to address some of the concerns they may have, but not to undermine this pillar of economic and health security for the American people.
Unbelievable. That is former Speaker of the House and current and still minority leader of the Democrats in the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi. They apparently don't know about, like, you can actually come up with a new playbook.
Right.
Especially when the old one isn't working. Kind of like when you lost to Mayor Dickert the last 2 years in rock, paper, scissors. You've got to go back to school. You got to figure it out.
Right.
When we return after the great Tom Carco's potentially award-winning newscast, we will get Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave's take on that and much more as we talk about the state of Racine County coming up in the new year. The great Tom Carco is on deck.
Winter blahs setting in. Holiday hangover hitting your pocketbook a little hard.
WRJN AccuWeather forecast. The cold wave will continue through Sunday but break next week. Today, a lot of cloudiness, brisk and bitterly cold. There could be some sunny breaks at times, high 12. Then partly clear and very cold tonight, the low close to zero. Tomorrow, partly sunny and frigid, high 12. Then Saturday, mostly sunny, still very cold, high 19. And cold on Sunday. It looks like the flow changes, so instead of coming out of the Arctic, it comes from the west next week. That will allow a big moderation. Afternoon temperature is likely to go into the 30s, with nights no lower than the 20s. For the middle of next week. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
I'd love to give you the temperatures, but the computer is not cooperating. Glenn, would you help me?
I will, sir. It is degrees in Kenosha, dittos in Burlington, 5 in Milwaukee, and 4 degrees in Racine here at WRJN. And you are Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Just as well as I wrote it. Thank you, sir.
You are welcome. Any big New Year's resolutions for our award-winning news director?
Any resolutions?
Yeah.
I do want to, I mentioned last year when we talked about this, I think, that I wanted to get back into actual road racing type things because I'd been away from it for quite a while. And I had a setback this past year, so I do want to try that this year at some point.
A little chilly out there for road running today.
Depends.
You going to be out there later?
Possibly.
County Executive Delagrave would love to join you, I'm sure.
No comment.
That's a very politically correct response from the Racine County Executive / Czar, Jonathan Delagrave. We'll be getting his New Year's resolution, both personally and countywide, coming up momentarily after WRJN covers Titletown and national sports.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this
Ooh, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. The great Jerry Lee Lewis on your radio, friend. It is 14 minutes until 9 or till 10 o'clock on your throwback Thursday morning. Glenn Klein in the studio with my tag team partner on these community conversations, Mark Eichhorst, as well as the Racine County Executive / Czar, Jonathan Delagrave. Before we get into New Year's resolutions, and before Tom's potentially award-winning newscast at the bottom of the hour, we were talking about, first, the Republicans proposing this change in their ethics board, going from a independent examination to basically putting it back under their own ethics committee. One tweet from the Donald, that was done. And we just said they were just dumb in order to do that. And but the Democrats, too. We played the clip from Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi from California saying they're literally embracing the slogan that the Republicans want to make America sick again. You would think that they would figure out that a significant swath of the American population is sick of this over-the-top hyperbole by the Democrats. Remember when Paul Ryan ran for vice president and the Democrats had an image of Paul Ryan pushing a grandmother off the cliff in a wheelchair? And Nancy Pelosi again brings up grandma having to sleep in the spare bedroom. What is it about political leaders that, and I guess this is a trait in human beings in general, that they will never get off a losing formula? What is it about us?
That's a good question. I ultimately, I think, Glenn, you know, to be real candid with you, you only know what you know, and that's what you resort to, and it's how you show up in life, I guess. And unfortunately, our political leaders are showing up in life, not probably in the best way for our country.
This is what the election of Donald Trump tells me, is that the American people are enough to give Trump an electoral college landslide, and it was, said, we're not doing this the same anymore. We don't care if he's a buffoon. We don't care if he says nasty things or calls Hillary that nasty, what a nasty woman, or calls Chuck Schumer the head clown. Because what you guys have been doing, playing all politically nice and very polite and cordial with each other, relatively speaking to that, we don't care. We're going to try something different. And it might be a good idea for the folks on Capitol Hill to try something different. Mike Pence said yesterday that they are going to try to be promise keepers, to coin a phrase. And that would be very unusual for politicians to run on what they say they're going to do and then actually do it. How challenging is it on a countywide level and a local level to do that?
Our problems are really micro, not macro. So it's they're easier to, once you lay out a vision, it's more easy to accomplish or adhere to. Maybe that's a better word, to adhere to than it probably is on a macro level. You have so many, I don't have big money influencing county government decisions. I don't have, there's not 500 congressmen or congresswomen, trying to influence the process. So it is much easier.
One of the things that I've been so impressed with you right from the get-go of our relationship on the radio is your emphasis on mental health countywide. I was thinking this morning, we need to progress significantly further with that. And I think one of the most important aspects of people dealing with mental health is that people are still embarrassed about it. How about a countywide PR campaign that would promote Racine County, but also emphasize that mental health is just another debilitating physical ailment? It just happens to be in the brain.
We are doing an anti-stigma campaign with NAMI, United Way, and Racine County, and it's a countywide anti-stigma campaign. Absolutely.
That's so important because, first of all, people need to know that. People need to come and be willing to come out of the closet, so to speak, who have mental illness. I've talked a lot about the seasonal depression that I have suffered and am currently suffering. It's just part of who I am. Not everybody suffers from it, but I have a deficiency of vitamin D, and the lack of sun affects me emotionally, mentally. It affects the way that my brain works. Celebrities, and starting all the way back from when Tipper Gore was Al Gore's wife when he was vice president, this has been an ongoing process. But not only is it good for people who have mentally ill loved ones or that are suffering from mental illness themselves, but it speaks well of Racine County.
Yes.
So it's really good money spent, I think.
We want to have a reputation of being at the forefront of mental health services. We're going to be the first county in September to hold a Midwest National Mental Health Symposium out in Burlington. So we're trying to lead the way, and we have a good story to tell.
Make a note of that, Mark. That'll be a great roving report.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's,
you know, one thing I was going to say is people nowadays, whether they got flu symptoms, they got cold symptoms, they're willing to go to the doctor. Something ache, pain, they'll go to the doctor. Sometimes it's a little even hard to get them to do that, but they're suffering with some kind of mental issues. And they hear that world psychologist, you know, okay, we'll get you some help. It's like, no, I can't do that, you know, but it really, really needs to be done, you know.
That's obviously a major effort for the Racine County government and the for 2017. What are some mm-hmm. of the other major projects that you guys have underway?
Well, we expansion of mental health, of course. We need to figure out and resolve what we're going to do with the Horlick Dam. The county owns four dams. Three of them are good that have a use. The Horlick Dam is something that the state is telling us we have to take down, and we have to decide whether we're going to rebuild the dam or just take it down and not have a dam. So that's going to be a huge project for us. The dam has a lot of history, as Mark knows, and but we have to figure that out. We're looking at a joint project with the school district of Burlington and the city of Burlington on what kind of physical presence we need to have out in the west end of the county. And then the big thing is, and what I've heard the most of since I've been county executive, Glenn, is that, you know, and this is the call I get probably once a week. I'm driving down 994 and I see Amazon and Uline. Why can't we have that in Racine County? So we really need to figure out how we're going to develop that I-94 corridor, what resources we're going to put in place and get that development up here in Racine County.
Obviously, what President-elect Trump has done in places like Indiana and now in Detroit with the Ford Motor Company saying that they're going to keep 700 jobs here instead of shipping them out. But the deals that Indiana made with Carrier, for example, what kind of leverage does the county have for this type of attraction for significant business and employment growth?
Yeah, great question. So we're in really good shape in terms of our location. We have, you know, we're between Milwaukee and Chicago. It's the number one or number two economic corridor in the United States, number one in the Midwest. So we're in good shape there. And we feel like we have great Lake Michigan to the east, so we can get high water users where a lot of other places around the country can't get. And in processing and those entities that are using a lot of water are in demand right now. They can't find places to go.
What do you mean by high water users?
Well, for instance, we had a water bottling company that potentially could be here. But outside of that, just from the business of water, high water users are processing plants such as food processing. They use a lot of high water. They have a lot of jobs in the $20 range. So they need a place to go.
And, of course, the ongoing need for workers in the county is amazing. How many jobs are available?
Right.
That's on the one hand. And, of course, we've talked about the academies that were started at Racine Unified this mm-hmm. year. And Dr. Lolly Haas got a year extension on her contract. Mm-hmm. What's your take on that?
Well, I think it's great that they extended it for another year. I think it's great. Shows great leadership from the school board. It allows them to build a transition plan and keep what's in place. Because what's happened in Racine in urban school districts is you get one superintendent, they have a plan, they leave, another superintendent comes in, they start something completely different. So ultimately, this is going to continue a smooth transition and continue the plan forward.
Why do you think they only gave her a one-year extension?
Well, I think that's what she wanted.
And then she's done?
And then she'll retire or take another position. I'm not really sure what her future lies.
So we need to get to the lowest, or to be no longer the highest unemployed county
that's
in the
correct.
State. We need how many jobs?
895.
So that we have, what's our slogan? Project 895 or something?
Yeah, there you go, Project 895.
Yeah, see, so where are we at on that?
Well, we're doing the GED outreach, and we've got another home visitation program that's going to hopefully get people to we can find people a job. It's keeping them sustainable within that job, and we're working on that.
Jonathan, one of the things you've worked hard for since you took office is that work-ready workforce. And you can see that making progress.
Correct. Yeah, it is making progress. And ultimately, we are going to accomplish Project 895, absolutely.
Yeah, it seems so doable.
It is.
We should absolutely have like a little calendar in your office and just be pulling off numbers and starting at 895.
Well, that and names of people, and they have a job, you just line them up.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. He is Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, Glenn Klein, and Mark Eichhorst on WRJN's Community Conversation. So what is the number one Racine County New Year's resolution for the county?
Number one resolution New Year's for the county. You know, I think ultimately continuing to be at the forefront of delivering services to those people in need, whether it's public assistance programs or a job or mental health, continuing to be at the forefront of delivering those high services.
Do you know how many Racine County residents are under Obamacare? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, I believe it is, don't hold me to this, but I think it's like 5,500.
5,500 people that live in Racine County. And how many people total live in the county?
Almost 200,000.
So that's a significant percentage
of
those 200K people
in
this county. When your party, the Republicans, repeal Obamacare, if they don't have something for those 5,500 people, and I'll bet you a bunch of those 5,500 voted for Trump, they're going to need something because Obamacare is a disaster in so many ways, but people who are under Obamacare do have subsidy help. And they're going to have to figure it out some way, won't they?
There's going to be a gap, and ultimately the gap's going to fall on the county, and it's going to be more expensive to county taxpayers to take care of them on the back end. So hopefully, whatever the redesign is, Glenn, that's not going to be too large of a gap between the ACA and whatever the new plan is. But that's exactly right.
And as we close our community conversation with Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, the beautiful humans are waiting with bated breath. What is Executive/Czar Delagrave's personal number one New Year's resolution?
Be more patient with my family.
How likely do you think that is?
It'll, you know, by spring, I'm sure it'll have all dissolved, but we're going to give it a shot.
See, my whole thing with New Year's resolutions is they're completely fruitless because nobody ever keeps their New Year's resolutions, hardly. So what I do, I make a New Year's resolution for something that I actually want to do. Like last year's New Year's resolution, get more professional massages.
I love it.
Very, very successful in that effort.
Perfect.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.
The Thursday community conversation continues on the other side of WRJN Covering the World. It's 10 o'clock.
Senate hears spies. Trump targets spies. I'm Christopher Cruz. American intelligence officials are briefing the Senate Armed Services Committee.